Grace and mercy and peace be to you all from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Today's text is taken from the Gospel reading. Jesus says, "Come to me, all who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and lowly in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light." This is our text. Dear friends in Christ Jesus, several years ago, Nancy and I were terribly saddened and disturbed by the news that a friend and member of our former congregation had taken his own life. Alan was a successful farmer and over the years had built up a large farming operation in the community, but the pressures of a drought and the heavy responsibilities that he carried, as well as an ongoing struggle with depression, was finally just too much for him to bear. A few years later, we received news that a young woman from our former congregation at Looseland had also taken her life. We were deeply saddened by these tragedies and always concerned when depression leads people to consider self-destructive solutions, which are ultimately no solutions at all. Probably most of us have felt depressed at one time or another. Things hadn't gone the way we had hoped, or we grow discouraged because of some setback in our health, or we usually bounce back from such bouts of sadness when our circumstances improve. Sometimes, however, depression can be long-lasting, deep, gnawing, debilitating, and devastating to the person and his or her loved ones. And it becomes a darkness that just won't go away, and medical help is needed and should be sought. Today's sermon is focused on dealing with depression. Sometimes depression is caused by a chemical imbalance in a person's body. That kind of depression is often treated effectively with medication, support counseling, or another type of outside assistance. But unfortunately, there are also times when depression is caused by forces outside of ourselves, and our difficulty in dealing or coping with these forces. Medication may relieve the symptoms, but this kind of depression calls for help in dealing with the causes, rather than internalizing or denying our feelings or blaming ourselves or others or God for our feelings. By God's grace, we are able to probe and pull the dark dragons out of our closets for the light of Jesus to shine on them. Other human resources may help, but ultimately it is Jesus Christ who is the one who has the power to free us from depression and show us new meaning and purpose in life. Have you ever seen the comic strip Hagar the Horrible? One day, Hagar was trying to cheer up his depressed friend with a few words. "Today, the world has dumped on you," he says. "Today, the world humiliated and abused you. But remember, tomorrow is another day." His friend, taking those words to mean that there was more of the same in store for tomorrow, simply falls down and sobs. Or Charlie Brown also at times feels depressed, and for a nickel he goes for therapy to Lucy, from whom he expects support. But Lucy tells him that he's a miserable human being and he should be depressed. So he turns to Linus for support. And he shares his frustrations. He says, "I've just gotten a rejection slip from a publisher." Linus is sympathetic and caring. And so he says, "Charlie Brown, that happens to a lot of manuscripts. Yes, says the depressed Charlie Brown, but I didn't submit any. Rejection, humiliation, despair. The prophet Jeremiah experienced that. He had no friends. God had given Jeremiah the job to confront the people about their sins and to tell them that they would be punished. That calling took its toll on Jeremiah, so much so that Jeremiah even cursed the day that he was born. He didn't want to live anymore and face his continuous sorrow. Ultimately, Jeremiah blamed God for calling him to this depressing role in life. A couple of weeks ago, we heard these words of Jeremiah in the Old Testament reading. Jeremiah said, "O Lord, you deceived me, and I was deceived. You overpowered me and prevailed. I am ridiculed all day long. Everyone mocks me. Whenever I speak, I cry out, proclaiming violence and destruction. So the word of the Lord has brought me insult and reproach all day long." Yet Jeremiah also felt the passion of God's message burning inside of him. And through the power of the Holy Spirit, he experienced the presence and power of God in his life. And he realized that those who mocked him would ultimately fail. In that hope and confidence, Jeremiah praised God and sang glory to his name. I wonder whether the Apostle Paul may have suffered with some form of depression because of his thorn in the flesh, whatever that might have been. He writes in 2 Corinthians chapter 12, "Three times I have pleaded with the Lord to take it away from me. But he said to me, 'My grace is sufficient for you, for my power is made perfect in weakness. Therefore, I will boast all the more gladly about my weaknesses, so that Christ's power may rest on me. And that is why, for Christ's sake, I delight in weaknesses and insults and hardships and persecution and difficulties. For when I am weak, then I am strong." Rather than allowing his hardship to be a burden and even a cause for potential depression, St. Paul learned to view it as a gift from God. The Gospel of Matthew records those inviting words of Jesus that we heard. "Come to me, all you who labor, who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light." What comfort and strength those words may be for a person who is struggling with prolonged depression. The good news of the gospel is the ultimate response to depression. Depression is about us and about our sad and angry and helpless or hopeless feelings about ourselves and our lives. But the gospel is about Jesus. Jesus who frees us to be new people. People, as we heard in today's Old Testament reading, who were prisoners of hope, so that we can be people of hope. Once Jesus told a parable about a merchant who had been looking for fine pearls, and one day he discovers a pearl of great value. He immediately went and sold everything that he has in order to buy that pearl. I believe that the merchant is Jesus himself, who gave up everything, his eternal glory and majesty as the Son of God, the riches of heaven to become a human being, and then gave his very life in order to purchase us from sin and death and the power of the devil and to bring us into his own kingdom. My friends, you are that pearl of great price for whom our Savior gave up everything in order to purchase. But when you're depressed, you don't think of yourself as a pearl, but maybe more like the ugly clam that hides the pearl deep within its tightly closed shell. And when you're depressed, you may believe that there's no pearl at all within you. But Jesus knows that it is there. And he knows that it is so valuable that he would give up everything he has to make you his own possession. Our value is not that we are such wonderful, loving, and selfless people, because we're not. In fact, we're more like the grain of sand that is inside every pearl. An ordinary grain of sand that is, in fact, an irritant to the clam, and which is constantly being coated with the secretions that eventually turn it into a pearl. Our sins make us an irritant to God. They more than irritate him, they make us his enemy. But in Christ we are covered over with the blood he shed on the cross. We are coated. That is, we are given a new coat of righteousness, which Jesus won for us by his perfect life and innocent suffering and death on the cross. Your faith is the pearl of great value. Don't let depression or the problems of the world keep that pearl hidden within you. Jesus Christ breaks the bonds of anything that would enslave us, including depression. Jesus gives us purpose for life, namely to give him glory, to reflect his presence through our lives of worship and service. He died on the cross and rose from the dead to give those who believe in him eternal life in heaven. Jesus changes our lives now and forever. On the one hand, that all sounds very easy, when in fact dealing with depression is not easy at all, at least from a human perspective. But that's precisely the point. What we cannot deal with easily, our fears, our sadness, our hopelessness, God has dealt with for us. We have a great and grace-filled God who is with us always, who has power to heal us and to restore purpose and meaning and joy to our lives. It's all about hope. The prophet Isaiah writes, "Do you not know? Have you not heard? The Lord is the everlasting God, the creator of the ends of the earth. He will not grow weary or tired, and his understanding no one can fathom. He gives strength to the weary and increases the power of the weak. Those who hope in the Lord will renew their strength. They will soar on wings like eagles. They will run and not be weary. They will walk and not faint." Indeed, no matter what physical or mental distress we might be having that might drag us down, including depression, we believe in Jesus. And because of Jesus, we can have hope now and forever. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.